Well, if we're good to start, we will just open and pray, ask the Lord's help. Our Father, we come into thy presence and we thank thee for the Lord Jesus. And what he has done is beyond what we could ever put a value upon, but we know that heaven correctly values what the Lord Jesus did, and of course the value that he is in himself as the eternal Son of the eternal Father. We give thanks for what he means to thee. And we do thank thee that in some measure we have learned the value of the Lord Jesus as Savior and as Lord. And we thank thee he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we give thanks for all the wonderful things that we find out about the Lord Jesus Christ as we travel on our way to heaven. Thank thee for the assurance of a home in heaven. And we would just look to thee for thy blessing upon the meeting today and the words that will be spoken. We would ask thee for guidance and where we should turn in our thoughts, and that they'll give us words to express it, as Teresa as well, take in and accept in their mind what the Spirit of God would have them to understand today from the Bible. We would pray as we would pray for help and blessing and the different challenges and problems that people could be facing today that are online. We would pray for their help, and that they'll draw very near. As some that have experienced loneliness and tremendous loss in the months previous, we would just commit them to thee and ask thee for thy help. So Lord, we pray today for goodness, thy good hand to be upon us, as we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're going to read a very simple verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 10 and verse 9.
Sa araw na po ito, tayo lamang po ay magbabasa ng napakasimpleng verse. At ito po ay matatagpuan sa John chapter 10, verse 9.
I know that this verse has been read on other times on the call, but it's a verse that continues to speak no matter how many times you hear it.
Alam po namin ng babasahin po nating verses ay maaaring narinig nyo na po ng makailang ulit. Ngunit itong verses na po ito, salita ng Diyos, ay nangungusap o nagbibigay ng dahilan o kahulugan sa ating buhay.
So we'll read the verse, John 10 verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Sa Tagalog po, sabi po dito, ako ang pintuan. Ang sino mang taong pumasok sa akin ay siya'y maliligtas, at papasok at lalabas, at makasusumpong ng pastulan.
I want to think about two different features that we find in this verse, a door and a pasture.
Pagtutuunan po natin ang dalawang importansyang bagay sa ating pong binasa, ang pinto at ang pastulan.
A door is something we're all well acquainted with. It's the opening that we use to enter a building, a home, or a house, something of that nature.
Ang isang pintuan po ay tayo na po ay pamilyar sa parte ng bahay na ito o ng building o ng mga bahay. So ito po ay pamilyar tayo na pintuan ng bahay o pintuan po ng mga gusali na nakikita natin o kung ano man pong pinupuntahan natin, mayroon pong pintuan.
The Lord Jesus was using this very simple feature or the idea of a door to explain something spiritual to us.
At ang Panginoong Jesus po ay ginamit niya po ito, ang pintuan na napaka-importanteng parte or napaka-importanteng salita kung saan sinasabi niya na po ang pintuan ay, what's the last word, Kuya David? I'm sorry.
To explain something spiritual to the people, a physical feature to explain a spiritual idea.
Ang pintuan po ay may spiritual na kahulugan kung saan po ginamit po ito ng ating Panginoong Hesus.
The second thing is a pasture, as we said, and that's a place where animals would feed in a field.
At ang pangalawa po ay sinasabi po natin ay ang pastulan at kung saan po doon po inilalagak ang mga tupa at kung saan po sila doon ay kumukuha ng mga pagkain nila.
So then these two features, a door and a place of feeding, a pasture.
At importante po nating pag-uusapan sa araw na ito ay ang pintuan at ang pastulan kung saan po sila ang mga tupa ay kumakain.
So again, to refresh our minds with the very simple verse, the Lord Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any person enters in, they will be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
At muli po nating babasahin ng nabasa po natin sa John 10:9, sinasabi po ng ating Panginoong Hesus, Ako ang pintuan, ang sino mang taong pumasok sa akin ay siya'y maliligtas at papasok at lalabas at makasusumpong ng pastulan.
When I think about the door, I'm reminded that we need a place where we can be accepted into God's favor.
Kung ating po nga pag-iisipan ang pintuan, ay maiisip po natin na may kailangan po natin ng isang lugar o ng isang kung saan tayo'y tatanggapin.
If I were to come to your house, and I know you are very kind and you would probably meet me at the door and ask me what I wanted, you might even invite me inside.
Kung sakaling si Kuya David po ay pupunta sa inyong bahay at bibisita at sasabihin po niyo nakita niyo po siya, maaaring siya iyong papasukin sa iyong pintuan at maaaring siya iyong tanggapin.
I have many different Filipino friends, and I know that they love to share their food. I had puto, and I don't remember, two or three other things recently in a Filipino home.
So, si Kuya David po ay marami pong mga kaibigan dito sa kanilang lugar, dito sa aming lugar. At siya po ay naimbitan sa isang bahay na kung saan meron pong handaan at nakatikim po siya ng tinatawag nating rice cake. Or puto sa Tagalog po.
The way I entered that Filipino home to speak with the people and to enjoy their food was through a doorway.
At ang paraan kung saan siya tinanggap at pumasok sa lugar na iyon ay na kung saan naimbitahan siyang matikman ng mga pagkain ay sa pamamagitan ng pintuan.
First, I was outside, and then I came to a door, and I entered, and I was inside the door and inside the home.
Una po, siya po ay nasa labas, at siya po ay pinapasok, at siya po ay nandoon na sa loob at sa bahay na iyon, at siya ay tinanggap.
Here in Canada at the time, it was very cold. And to stay outside, you would get cold and you would eventually die. But inside the home was lovely and warm and the people were welcoming.
Sa lugar po nga namin dito sa Canada ay napakalamig. So kung nasa labas ka po ng panahon na iyon, ay maaaring ikay mamatay dahil sa sobrang lamig. Ngunit siya po sa loob po ng bahay ay napakainit at meron nga pong mga kagamitan na kung saan nagpapainit ang loob ng bahay. Maganda po ang insulation ng bahay at maaring ang mga tao po ay napaka matanggap matanggapin or napaka I don't know the Tagalog welcoming.
So in the verse, the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he is not saying God has a door, or that the Lord Jesus himself has a door, but he says, I am the door.
So sa ating pong binasa, hindi po sinasabi doon na si Jesus po ay may pintuan, ngunit sinasabi po niya na siya mismo ang pintuan.
Why would he say that? Why would the Lord Jesus say, I am the door? Why is that important?
Bakit nga po ba niya sinasabi na siya ang pintuan? At bakit ito importante na ating malaman?
He was here upon earth when he said, I am the door. And he is referring to the fact of why he was here on earth. What was his work to do?
At nung sinabi po niya ito, ay siya po ay nasa dito sa mundo. Siya po ay nagkatawang tao, nandito siya sa mundo. At sinasabi po niya na kung bakit siya yung pintuan at ano ang pinakamahalagang bahagi niya kung bakit siya nandito sa ating mundo.
The Lord Jesus came from heaven to live upon earth, and eventually he died on a cross, and that was all planned by God.
Ang Panginoong Jesus Kristo po ay pumunta dito sa mundo at siya po ay, what was that, Squire David? Sorry, didn't catch.
He came from heaven to live upon earth and eventually he died
siya
and that
po
was
ay,
all part of the plan.
Siya po ay galing sa langit at pumunta dito sa mundo at siya po ay namatay at ito po ang kanyang naging bahagi o ito po ang naging plano ng ating Panginoon, Ama.
So what was the purpose of the plan is what we must ask ourselves.
So ano nga po ba ang dahilan ng planong iyon? At ito nga po ay dapat nating tanungin sa ating sarili.
Just as you or I may have a house or a place that we live, God has a house.
Katulad nga po ninyo at ako, kami, mayroon po kaming bahay at ang Panginoong Hesus Kristo po, ang Panginoong Hesus ay mayroon ding tahanan.
It's a place where we can be accepted and welcomed.
Ang ito po ay lugar kung saan tayo ay matatanggap or tatanggapin at mararamdaman ang warm welcome.
Yeah, there we are again at that word.
Mainit na pagtanggap. Yon.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah.
We don't deserve to be welcomed by God.
Hindi po natin deserve or
worthy, deserved.
Deserve. Hindi po, sorry, I had to look up my dictionary. Maybe Ate Raquel can help me out.
Something like that.
Deserve.
Karapat-dapat.
Hindi po tayo karapat-dapat natanggapin ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo.
Thank you.
The story of the Bible is really clear that humans do not deserve to be accepted by God because we have sinned.
Mm-hmm. Ang kwento po ng Biblia, sinasabi po doon dahil sa ating kasalanan, ay hindi nga po karapat-dapat tayong tanggapin ang ating Diyos dahil sa ating mga kasalanan.
Sin is against God's nature and is not allowed in His house.
At pamantayan ng ating Panginoong ng ating Panginoon sa kanyang bahay na kung tayo makasalanan hindi po tayo makakapasok sa kanya.
Yet the verse we read today says that the Lord Jesus said that he is the doorway.
Ngunit ang binasa po natin na verse sa araw na po ito ay sinasabi po niya doon na siya mismo ang pintuan.
So in other words, the Lord Jesus came here to earth to create a doorway so that sinners could be received into God's house.
So ang ibig pong sabihin, ang Panginoong Jesucristo po ay pumunta dito sa mundo upang maging pintuan sa bahay ng ating Diyos.
Sin is looked at in the Bible as a separation or a wall or a curtain that is needed so that sinners can be separated from God.
At kung makikita po natin sa salita ng Diyos ay meron pong isang wall or nag
pader.
May pader na naghahati sa atin at sa karihan ng Diyos.
So can you picture with me as something that separates me from someone else in their home and there's no access?
As tignan po natin, isipin po natin, ilagay po natin, picturein natin ng isang pader na nagdi-divide or nagse-separate mula sa iyo sa isang bahay ng isang tao.
And then you come and you find a doorway where you can enter.
At kung saan po makakakita kayo ng isang pintuan kung saan ka pwedeng pumasok.
That's what we see in this verse, and the Lord Jesus says, He is the doorway.
At ito po ang sinasabi ng ating binasa na verses. Sinasabi po niya ng ating Panginoong Hesus, ako ang pintuan.
So to understand the spiritual truth that he is presenting, we simply need to understand that he is the way that we can access God's house.
At kung saan na kung ating pong pagbubulay-bulayan ang ating ang ating nabasa, sinasabi po niya na siya ang pintuan kung saan tayo makakapasok.
So the first thing then to understand about the words of the Lord Jesus is that there is a way of acceptance with God.
Was that again?
There is a way of acceptance with God.
At kung ating pong pag-iisipan ang ating nabasa, sinasabi po niya na mayroong paraan upang tayo tanggapin ng Diyos.
And the way that we can be accepted with God is because the Lord Jesus left heaven and came to earth to take care of our sins.
At ang pagtanggap o paraan ng Diyos upang tayo makasumpong sa pintuan ay ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo na pumunta sa mundong ito upang angkinin ang kasalanan.
Our sins were a wall that divided us from God, but the Lord Jesus is a doorway that we can be accepted by God.
Ang kasalanan po natin ay tulad ng isang pader na nagdi-divide mula sa Diyos at sa atin mula sa Diyos. Ngunit ang Panginoong Jesus Kristo po ay siya ang pintuan kung saan tayo makakapasok sa Kanya.
So when the Lord Jesus said, I am the door, we are considering acceptance with God, even though we are sinners.
At kung anong sinabi po niya ng ating Panginoong Jesus na siya ang pintuan, at tayo po ay tinanggap sa pinto ng tinapagtanggap ng Diyos mula sa pintuan ang dahil sa Kanya.
The Lord Jesus said He is the door. There's only one door.
Sinasabi po sa Biblia na siya po ang pintuan at wala na pong iba.
It's not one door among many.
Hindi po pintuan ng mga iba pang pintuan.
He stands absolutely alone and unique as the only door to God.
At siya lamang po ang nag-iisa at wala na pong ibang pintuan na nakatayo patungo sa kariyahan ng Diyos.
That should remove anything from your thinking that you can do to access God.
At maaaring ito'y maaalis sa inyong pag-iisip o sa inyong ideya na alam nyo na mayroon pang ibang pintuan, ngunit ang Diyos, Panginoong Hesus lamang po.
Baptism does not take me to God, nor does joining a church take me to God.
Ang pagbabautismo at ang pagsali sa ibang simbahan ay hindi po daan o patungo sa kariyan ng Diyos.
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can take me to God.
Ang Panginoong Hesus Kristo lamang po ang magkakaroon ng dahilan. Sorry, I got distracted. We have company. I'm sorry. What is that again, Queen?
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can take me to God.
Ang Panginoong Hesukristo lamang po ang makakapagdala sa ating Diyos.
And He does that by making me ready, by taking away my sins.
At ito po ay ginawa niya sa paraang kanya po niya akong binigyan ng paghahanda. Noong ako po ay, nang tinanggap po namin siya bilang aming tagapagligtas.
So that's point number one then. There is, at a doorway, there is acceptance with God.
Ito po ay ang unang puntos. Acceptance with God, pagtanggap ng Diyos sa pintuan.
The second thing about a door that I want to think about is that there is deliverance from danger by a door. The danger is on the outside, safety is on the inside. So, Teresa, I don't know if that needs to be summarized.
At ang pangalawa po, ay ang kaligtasan mula sa panganib na nasa labas ng pintuan.
I said that when I came to the home where my Filipino friends were, it was cold on the outside. There's a sense in which it was dangerous on the outside, but it was warm on the inside.
Nung sinabi po ni Kuya David, nung siya po ay nasa labas ng bahay ng kanyang Pilipino na kaibigan, ay meron pong panganib sa labas. Anong panganib na pong ito ay ang lamig. Ngunit nung siya na po'y pumasok sa pintuan, ay napakainit po doon sa loob.
You can see on the screen that there is actually a doorway on the chart, the road map for eternity that is up in the corner.
At kung makikita nyo po sa screen ninyo, sa inyong kaliwa sa taas, kung parehas po tayo ng setup sa computer, ay nakikita nyo po doon na mayroong pintuan na kulay
the Lord,
it's in yellow color sa Tagalog po.
The Lord Jesus is that doorway, and inside the door is safety, but outside the door is danger.
At ang Panginoong Hesukristo po, siya po ang pintuan, at sa loob po ng pintuan na iyon ay mayroong kapahingahan o ligtas, ngunit sa labas po ay mayroong panganib.
We are not born inside the door, we are born outside the door.
Hindi po tayo pinanganak sa loob ng mula sa loob ng pintuan, ngunit tayo po pinanganak sa labas ng pintuan.
So that is why we should want to be inside the door to be safe.
Kaya nga po sinasabi po ng salita ng Diyos na kung ang sino man pong nasa loob ng Diyos ay maliligtas sa panganib. Sa loob ng pintuan ay maliligtas sa panganib.
Just as entering a physical door only takes a moment, so it is to be saved. It's just a moment, a life experience that happens in a moment.
What was that again, Queen?
Just as entering a door happens in a moment. So being saved by the Lord Jesus is a moment, takes a moment.
So kung saan nga po ang pagpasok sa pintuan ay madali lamang po itong nangyayari. Gayon din po ang pagtanggap ng kaligtasan mula sa ating Panginoong Hesus. Ito po ay napakasimpleng pangyayari.
To be saved and to enter the door is something that is so significant and important that a person remembers it for their life.
At kung saan po ang panahon po na kung saan ikay pumasok sa pintuan na yon at nakatanggap ng kaligtasan, ito po ay napaka-importanteng bahagi ng ating buhay na hindi natin makakalimutan.
It's a time in their life when they realized they were in danger and they received the Lord Jesus Christ and they were safe, saved.
Ito po ay panahon ng iyong buhay na kung saan po naramdaman po natin ang panganib at kailangan po natin ng kaligtasan. At kung ang saan po ang ating Panginoong Hesus ay nagbibigay ng kaligtasan at kung ito'y masusumpungan natin, natatanggapin ito, tayo'y maliligtas.
To enter this door spiritually is to accept and believe that there is danger outside the door, but the Lord Jesus Christ is the means of safety.
Ang pagtanggap at pagpasok sa loob ng pintuan ng ito ay kahulugan po na sa loob ng pintuan, sa pintuan ng ating Panginoong Hesus ay mayroong kaligtasan.
So it is simply to believe God about the danger and to believe God about the means of salvation from the danger.
Ito po ay ang pagsimple lamang po na nasa labas po ay may panganib at ang pagpasok sa pintuan na binigay ng ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo ay may kaligtasan.
So that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying. There's danger on the outside, but there is a means of salvation from the danger. And he says, I am the door.
At sinasabi nga po ng ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo na sa labas po ay may panganib at sa loob po kung saan kayo papasok sa pintuan ng nasa pintuan na si Hesus ay may kaligtasan at siya po ang nagsabi na ako nga, sabi nga niya sa John 10:9, ako ang pintuan.
So I ask you to search your experience, to search your memory, and is there a moment when you were saved through the Lord Jesus from your sins?
So amin po kayong tinatanong, mayroon po ba kayong pagkakataon sa inyong buhay na kung saan kayo nasa panganib at naramdaman ninyo ang kaligtasan?
The Lord Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any person enters in, they shall be saved.
At ang sabi po ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo na ako ang pintuan, ang sino mang taong pumasok sa akin ay siya ay maliligtas.
If there is no such experience in your life, we urge you today to receive the Lord Jesus Christ and enter through the door by faith.
At kung wala man po kayong naramdaman or hindi pa nagkakaroon ng ganitong pagkakataon sa iyong buhay, ay amin po kayong ini-encourage or inaya na tanggapin ang ating Panginoong Kristo na kung saan may kaligtasan.
We have learned two things about this door then, which we will review.
At napag-aralan po natin ang dalawang dahilan mula sa pintuan.
It is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can find acceptance with God even though we are sinners.
Sa pamamagitan lamang po ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo na kung saan tayo makakaroon ng pagtanggap ng Diyos kahit tayo po ay makasalanan.
And that is because he died for our sins on the cross so that our sins can be forgiven.
Dahil po ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay siya po ay namatay mula sa krus upang kanyang tanggapin ang kasalanan.
He opened the door so that we can come in to the presence of God.
At kanya pong binuksan ang pintuan upang tayo ay makapasok sa pintuan o sa loob sa kaligtasan na binigay sa atin ng Diyos.
The second thing we learn is that the door separates me from the danger that I am in because of my sins.
At ang pangalawa po nating na pag-aralan na ang pintuan po ay nagsa-separate o nagbibigay ng pader, naghihiwalay mula sa Diyos sa atin mula sa Diyos.
When I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I am entering through the door and He makes me safe forever.
At kung nung tinanggap po namin ang ating aming Panginoong Jesucristo, kami po ay pumasok sa pintuang iyon at kami po ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan mula sa Kanya.
The second thing we said we would talk about is a shepherd, is pasture, rather. And we're just going to say something very briefly about that.
At ang pangalawa po nating pagbubulay-bulayin ay ang pastulan.
We don't have time to go into what the passage John 10 is talking about, but it's really about sheep.
Hindi wala na po tayong time na pag-usapan pa ang buong chapter, ngunit ang sinasabi po doon ang mga binabanggit niya po ay ang mga tupa.
And the sheep need a shepherd, and it's the shepherd who makes them safe.
At ang tupa po, kailangan po nila ng tagapag-alaga. At ang mga tupa po, kailangan din po nila ng isang pastol at tagapag-alaga, or kailangan din po niya ng lugar, nila ng lugar na pastulan kung saan sila makakakain.
And here the Lord Jesus, who says He is the shepherd, is the one who says that He leads the sheep to pasture.
At ang Panginoong Jesucristo, sinasabi po niya na siya po ang pastol at siya po ang leader ng mga ito.
So in the door, we learn that we can be safe, but in the pasture, we learn that we can be satisfied.
So napagbulayan po natin na sa loob ng pintuan, tayo po ay malayo na sa panganib, tayo po ay ligtas. At ito pong pagkakataon niyon sa pastulan po, mabibigyan po tayo ng kasiyahan.
So to accept the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Savior is to be safe, but it's also to be satisfied.
At kung ating pong tatanggapin ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo sa araw na ito, maralasan po natin ng kaligtasan at magkakaroon din tayo ng kasiyahan.
It's wonderful to be safe, but it's also wonderful to be satisfied with Christ.
Maigi nga po na tayo ay ligtas, ngunit maigi din po na tayo ay masaya.
Just as there is no other way to be safe or saved, there is no other way to be satisfied than through the Lord Jesus.
Tulad nga po na kung saan wala pong paraan upang magkaroon tayo ng kaligtasan sa Panginoong Hesukristo lamang, gayunpin po ang kasiyahan. Sa Kanya lamang po natin masusumpungan ang kasiyahan.
So that's why it's so important today for you to understand John 10 and 9, because there's so much in it for you and for me.
Kaya nga po importante po na pagbulay-bulayan po natin o papag-isipan natin ng John 10 and 9, dahil marami po itong maitutulong o maituturo sa atin.
To enter through the door is to be accepted with God.
At kung Kung tayo po'y pumasok sa pintuan, ay tayo po'y tinanggap ng Diyos.
To enter through the door is to be saved from the danger of our sins and of hell.
At kung tayo po'y pumasok sa pintuan, tayo po ay ligtas na sa panganib at ligtas din po sa dagat-dagatang apo o sa impyerno, I mean.
And to enter through the door is to find satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. He only can satisfy.
At kung tayo pumasok sa pintuan iyon, ay mayroon pong kasiyahan na mararamdaman po natin. Ang Panginoong Hesus po lamang ang makakapagbigay ng kasiyahan na iyan.
And so I hope and pray today that you will come to understand what the Lord Jesus was talking about and enter through Him as the door.
At kami po ay umaasa sa araw na ito ay alam niyo po kung ano po ang ibig sabihin ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo na sinabi niya na siya po ang pintuan na ikaw na ang sino mang taong pumasok sa kanya ay maliligtas.
Now we're going to pray. Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and thank thee for thy kindness to us today. And for this doorway, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus leaving heaven to come to earth, and what he accomplished is tremendous. We thank thee. We would ask for thy blessing upon all of our listeners today and upon the word of God spoken. Thank thee for Teresa's help as well. We would just ask thy blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening.